Golf Talk America is brought to you in part by Club Corp, the world leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you as we start a new month, July 1st. And it's going to be a great morning if you happen to be waking up as Nate Lashley or any friend or fellow competitor. Anybody has a pulse, I think, has to feel good about what happened at the inaugural Rocket Mortgage Classic yesterday and the PGA Tour in Detroit. And we'll talk about what happened with Nate Lashley and the drama and the fireworks. And to be quite honest, he kind of negated most of the drama because he played so solidly from Thursday all the way through. But a great, great story, very redeeming story for him and perseverance and everything else you could throw into it. So we'll talk about that and what exactly it means for Nate Lashley. Very, very life-changing. We love it when it happens on the PGA Tour. Life-changing event for Nate Lashley. We also have our good friend Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort joining us shortly. He will be talking about the Symetra Tour event that will be at his home course there at French Lick. That's the Donald Ross Classic. And, of course, the Symetra Tour is the roadway, if you will, to the LPGA Tour. And that's the young ladies that are trying to get their LPGA card. And this is a great, great event there that Brendan and all the people at French Lick put on every year for the Symetra Tour, the Donald Ross Classic. And, of course, it wouldn't be the same thing without Brendan's very good friend, Frank Bassett, joining him in somehow trying to sneak out a win, a media challenge, something. There's got to be like nine different categories, one of which you guys will probably figure out a way to win. Frank joins us, of course, from the Nashville studios. How you doing this morning, Frank?
You can't keep talent suppressed. You know what I mean?
No, somehow.
I'm doing good.
Find another category.
Can't wait to get up to French Lick. The Sweeney Cup, which is the media tournament that's held every year during the Symetra Tour event, the Donald Ross Classic, on the Donald Ross course there at French Lick Resort. And, last year, Sweeney and I always play on the same team together. We had Shannon T. Fish, who played on the Symetra Tour at the time, as our player with us. But we won the tournament. Well, we tied for the Sweeney Cup in the Pro-Am. And we lost in a scorecard playoff. So we're going back this year to defend our playoff, scorecard playoff loss.
To defend your runner-up position.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty good.
Exactly.
Pretty good.
What about Nate? Good gosh. Yep. What a great Sunday. You know what? I had tears in my eyes. It was incredible. I mean, even Amanda Balionis, and I spoke with her after she interviewed Nate, or later after she interviewed Nate, she was about to break down and cry. Everybody was just teary-eyed and just so happy for the rookie. He's a PGA Tour rookie. Third alternate this week.
To get in the field, right? Barely got in the field. And the backstory for people that didn't hear, and I think almost everybody knows, certainly if you follow golf at all, but he came out of nowhere. Nobody knew who this guy was going in. As Frank just said, as a third alternate, so he's one of those guys that has to qualify and hope that somebody doesn't. So that's how you get into a field. That's a John Daly kind of story, went in the PGA way back when. And the story is he was a great high school golfer out of Nebraska, plays at Arizona, and during his college days, his then-girlfriend and his parents, his dad's a pilot, flew to watch him play in his golf tournament. They finish watching, they fly back to Nebraska, and in a tragic scenario, the plane crashes, all three of them perish in the plane crash. Horrible. And he's just a college kid at the time, and he has a sister who's with him, and so they're kind of left trying to figure out what to do. His golf life kind of goes up and down and back and forth, and he's selling real estate, and his life just took a big turn, as you could only imagine. And he gets back to playing golf, saying, that's what I want to do, and I'm going to try to do it. He's 35 years old now and has only played in a few PGA events, and got into this one, as you said, Frank, as an alternate, and wins from start to finish. Opens with a 63, 67, 63 on the weekend. And then yesterday goes in with a very comfortable seven-shot lead going into the final, which could be scary, right? Because we all know what can happen. Guys can blow up and shoot 77s and 78s. Somebody else shoots a 65, and next thing you know, he ties for ninth or something. And everybody's kind of helping in it. And he birdies two of the first four holes and plays a very solid 2-under 70 yesterday and never really got challenged. I guess I think it got within three maybe at one point, and then he built it back up again and wins over Doc Redman, and he won by six shots. So a very, very nice win for him and life-changing.
And Doc Redman's another story. That's a whole other story there. Yep. But let's back up a minute. Yeah, he lost both of his parents and girlfriend in that tragic plane crash. That was in 04. And he struggled around and tried to play, tried not to play, didn't know what to do, continued to try to persevere, quit golf briefly, and started working with a buddy of his who was a broker, and he was flipping houses in 2012. There was another golfer who sold houses at one time, too, but he was always an amateur. That would have been Bobby Jones. Yep. But he then he went back in 2015 and went on the PGA Tour, Latino America Tour, and then became a 34-year-old rookie in 2017. Failed Monday qualifying this week, but got in anyway. 132nd in points. I mean, Nate Lashley. Wow, what a great story.
He's in the
sad
in
story,
the playoffs.
But a great story.
He gets to right. But I mean, it's just a story that everybody goes through. Some things, right? We're not all the same, and they're not always the same story. But everybody goes through something that they have to overcome, and that's a lot to have to overcome, especially at that age in college. But now he's in the Masters. He's in the Players Championship. He has a 2-year. I mean, this is
when
we talk about life changing. It goes to a guy who's hoping to play next week, hoping to maybe get in a Monday qualifier. You know, that kind of a world.
2-year exemption.
Renting a car and where do I? You know, that kind of world. To handed a check for $1.2 million and all the exemptions and the bonus points that you get from his sponsors. On and on and on. It just keeps. It's Christmas in the last day of June. It's Christmas in July as he wakes up today. So couldn't be happier for him and really, really cool to see that. And that's what's great about the PGA Tour, because we talk about it quite a bit. That doesn't happen in that same scenario in the NBA and the NFL, because they're already have guaranteed money. They don't work paycheck to paycheck, literally, or tournament to tournament to try to get in and play a game. And once you're on a team and you got your salary, you're good to go. This is what those guys are, and there's a bunch of them that are out there trying to be this week's Nate Lashley, right? There's a guy who's trying to make it in the as an alternate at the 3M Classic that's coming up in the Twin Cities this week, and we don't know who he is, right? He may not make it, but that's the story of a lot of these guys, that it just makes golf so unique that you kind of have to earn it to get there, and once you're there, while it's nice and it'll last for a little bit, the honeymoon, he's going to have to realize, I got to keep that card. Because some guys get it and lose it, and that's the worst thing. You want to get there and stay there and get that life that you had, that you've been dreaming for. And he's obviously waited a long, long time to get to this stage in his life. So very great story. Yeah.
What a comeback!
Also, Detroit had their first tournament.
Yeah, Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
So
happened in Detroit,
and the fans embraced Nate. I mean, my gosh, they were all about him. He has a special affinity for Detroit now. I bet you if he has a foreign car, he's going to go buy a Chevrolet. You know? Maybe a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Maybe a Cadillac.
But
I'm just tongue-in-cheek. But just so proud of him. Happy for him. Congratulations, Nate. And all the best the rest of your life, whatever it brings. So, but he's going to be going. He's never been to Europe. Never been across the pond. So,
I mean, like I said, it just, you think about it, I believe if I heard him right, he's never even played at Augusta. Certainly never played in the Masters.
No.
So just, and now that he's eligible, and you know, there's different windows when you guys can go play there that are going to be coming up in next year. If I'm him, I'm planning that as soon as, whenever they say the window opens in August or September or whenever I can get out there and practice. Yes, going, right? Just to get out to Augusta and take a couple of buddies. That would be the greatest thrill in the world. So he gets all that stuff that he's been waiting for. So really, really cool, and thanks to Rocket Mortgage for making that even happen.
Absolutely.
New sponsor. They've of course been Ricky's sponsor for years and years, but their first time sponsoring a PGA Tour event. So the Rocket Mortgage Classic gets off in a gangbuster fashion to have a great story like that. And if it wasn't for Rocket Mortgage, who knows, Frank? They might not have had that tournament, and Nate Lashley might not have won.
What does PMI mean, Ricky?
for a reason, right? Yeah. There you go.
He won't have to have PMI on his mortgage, I'm sure, now. Yes.
Yeah.
He's all good to go. That's just what a great story. And you said it, Tim. I agree 1,000%. Week in and week out, there's always something touching on the PGA Tour, whether it be the charities that we support as the PGA Tour or the local tournaments, or whether it be the families, the stories around people with special needs. The PGA Tour is just the best, just the very best at doing this. And
Great job. Hats off, man.
And Detroit, congratulations to the Rocket Mortgage volunteers, too. That was a well run first tournament. Unbelievable. With some of the things coming in.
They said it was packed.
It was sold out. It was totally sold out.
Packed. Yeah.
But coming into the event, there was a little controversy with some possible whatever's going on up there, strike. Didn't really happen. Yeah. It came off without a hitch, or at least that's the way it looked to all of us. And congratulations, Rocket Mortgage. Congratulations, Detroit. Tournament committee, volunteers, and PGA Tour. So there you go.
Yeah. Did a great job.
Fun stuff.
We're going to take a quick time out. As we said, Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort is going to be joining us, talk about what's going on at his resort coming up in the next, I believe it's the 9th, about the next week or so, that they'll be playing. The Symetra Tour at the French Lick Resort, the Donald Ross Classic. And, of course, the Symetra Tour is the Korn Ferry Tour for the women. It's the
road.
It's the lead-up. It's what everybody, that young lady that's trying to make it on the LPGA Tour, plays in the Symetra to get her tour card. And so a lot of very, very talented and great golfers playing at the Donald Ross Classic coming up. So we'll take a quick break, and Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort will join us. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Who's next?
And welcome back to Golf Talk America.
They're the stars of ladies golf, and they're here July 12th through the 14th, the Symetra Tour Donald Ross Classic at French Lick Resort. 150 aspiring pros vie for a spot on the LPGA Tour in a tournament that benefits Orange County Habitat for Humanity. Join us July 12th through the 14th to see some great golf and support a great cause. The Symetra Tour Donald Ross Classic at French Lick Resort.
Now you can welcome us back.
Welcome back. Talk America. Well, I completely messed that up, didn't I?
No, you didn't. Hey, that was fun, though. Wow. That's why this show is so good. That's why this show is so good. Because if we mess up, we don't edit it out. We just don't do it.
Yeah,
what you see is what you get.
It is.
It's the real meal deal. Well,
there you got it. There, the Symetra Tour coming to French Lick Resort. And join us now is Brendan Sweeney, who's been with French Lick Resort. How long now, Brendan? You go back to, what, 1947 with French Lick, something
12
like that.
Years?
12 years. Holy smokes.
Good Lord.
Wow. Yeah. And this is a full head of hair and
young children back then.
So, yeah.
And a small waist and the whole thing.
Half my hair and half my kids. So it's all good.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Donald Ross Classic.
That was a great lead into the Symetra Tour event. It's like the most press they've gotten in the last couple of weeks. So it's all good.
It's all good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a great event. We talked a little bit about it, Brendan, in the first segment. About the fact that you and I and the rest of our team, including Shannon T. Fish, who won't be there this year, but our Symetra Tour pro that played with us, we're back to defend in the Sweeney Cup, which is the media part of the Pro-Am, our scorecard playoff loss this year.
Yeah, yep. This is the second edition of the Sweeney Cup, so we have 24 media members. Tim, I extended it to you, and you rapidly declined. So
I know.
The door's closing.
You know, I apologize.
Come on.
They're going to stop coming. I know.
I got the ace reporter from the Pittsfield Times filling in your spot.
Oh, well, there you go.
More than qualified. There's nobody better than the beat reporter of the Junior Golf League of the Pittsfield Times. So
that should take care of
it. Well, we also have some other crazy people from the Chicago area that will be there, as well as Louisville, as well as Lexington, and around the country.
A lot of Wisconsin coming down.
Oh, really? Garbedian? Yeah. The Garbedian himself?
From Milwaukee. We got Brian Weiss, Glenn Turk, Gary D'Amato.
Did I tell you that Chuck Garbedian and I are holders of the Low Gross and Low Net GWAA Championship trophies for 2019?
May I remind you, it was a shortened tournament, and I was in second place behind you.
It was a shortened tournament, but it doesn't say that on my pretty trophy I'm looking at right now.
Yes, where your ashes will be.
If the GWAA has anything to say about it, you're absolutely right.
There'd be a couple cigarette butts on top of it, I'm sure.
Hey, listen, fill us in. Symetra Tour, the road to the LPGA. I mean, you guys have done a lot with the LPGA and the Legends Championship, the LPGA Senior Championship, which is coming up later in the year on the Pete Dye course. But fill us in on what's happening with the Symetra Tour this year. Hot players?
Yeah, coming up next week, our tournament is the Pro-Am on the 9th of July. And then 10, 11, 12, the ladies will be taking turns at the Donald Ross course. Got some great players out there, but you know it all comes down to the people. We got some great volunteers. And the our big beneficiary is the Habitat for Humanity. So we've put up four houses already in the Orange County area. It's Southern Indiana, which is great. I mean, it's when we decided to do the renovation to the hotel, $600 million later, when we first started our journey, we had 373 employees. Now we're close to 1,700.
Did we lose Brendan?
I don't know.
Brendan?
Yep.
Are you there?
Hello?
Back. Oh, there you are. Now you're back.
Sorry, we lost you after 1,700.
We lost you at 1,700 employees.
Oh. it was
a big number.
I just gave the whole family, I gave a secret recipe to tomato juice in between, so I can't.
We missed it all.
Yeah. Colonel Sanders is up next. Colonel Sanders with his secret recipe.
And with these 15, whoops, 10 commandments.
Oh, good Lord. History of the world. Beautiful.
No, but yeah, we're using golf as a building block in our community, and the Habitat for Humanity is a perfect fit, and the ladies from the Symetra Tour, they put on a great junior clinic, and our junior golf program has taken off, and we've used that to make some of the kids caddies, and with that, we have an Evans Scholar program, and we have 9 kids that have gone through university by using golf. So, yeah, everything ties in, one big cog in the wheel, and we're using golf and the ladies to help us out to build the community back up, so... Yeah, tickets are $5. If you're in the area, want to swing by, just give me a bus. I'll get you in the back door. It's not a big deal. But
it is a big deal. It's an easy deal to get into the tournament. But it is a big deal for the community and a big deal for the LPGA and the Symetra Tour. I know they have a great love for French Lick. Mike Wan and Nichols and the whole crowd down in Daytona Beach, that where the LPGA headquarters are located.
As a matter of fact, I'm playing the hill course at the LPGA track on Friday. Got really? a bunch of buddies over there. I finally called in a marker to the LPGA, to Mike Nichols. I said, hey, can you set me up with a tee time?
Call Nichols today and tell him to send the jet for me. I want to play Friday.
There you go. Sure.
We're stumbling over from the beach, but the classic Sweeney form, I call the pro shop to reconfirm.
Yeah,
and Mike doesn't know this yet. And guy goes, "Yeah, we got a foursome for you at 9:30." I'm like, "Oh, there's supposed to be two." The guy goes, "Oh, okay." So I'm taking him with an extra foursome. So we're gonna have a good old time on
Mike Friday. Nichols won't care. I'll tell you, the guys at the LPGA are really the whole leadership there, as well as the staff, all great people, a lot of fun.
They're having a busy day today. I'm not sure if you guys have seen the news yet, but Michelle Wee has decided to call it quits for the rest of the year. And, you know, if you look at Michelle's career, she's 29 years old. She's been playing for 15 years on a tour.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would have thought she was 49. Yeah. She's been around forever.
Yeah.
It's for injury that she's taken it off is the reason. She didn't specify. She had surgery on her wrist recently or last year, but she's had numerous injuries all over. So she said she just has been trying to kind of piecemeal together, you know, with some duct tape and keep playing. She's just going to take some time off and try to get completely healthy
smart.
As best she can. So
smart.
Well, yeah. Tim, if you look at some of the ladies on the senior LPGA tour and the Legends tour that we've been around with for the last 6 years, you see a lot of these stories. It was sort of like, you know, in the natural, you know, Roy Hobbs. It's like, wow, where was this guy? The kid coming up, and all of a sudden he gets a wrist injury and shows up 30 years later. And, you know, I hope that doesn't happen to Michelle, but on the senior LPGA tour, if you look at some of the ladies' stories, it's like, wow, where was she? Oh, yeah, she was a Curtis Cup team member and then had a family, and now she's coming back.
Yeah.
So it's a good bounce back. I'm glad that we are part of that, you know, not only the team at Golf Talk America, but the team at French Lick and the LPGA as well. So that's coming up in October for all you sports fans out there. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday event. Going to be on Golf Channel, and this may be our last year on Golf Channel, and we're going to look at a couple different avenues to stream video next year for this. So hopefully we could have Tim Matthews as an on-site reporter.
That would be good. He can do on-course play-by-play.
That would be awesome. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I could do that, yes.
Yeah, you sure could.
Somehow we're going to get me there, right?
You know, Brendan, you mentioned looking at other avenues, and much like what we did at Golf Talk America with the PGA Tour, where we were broadcast, we went to streaming live on the front page of PGAtour.com 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. We were the morning drive show to compete against the other ones and became an on-site show and now a podcast. So digital delivery, it has really, it's turned the broadcasting world and the television world upside down, because on-demand is far greater, has far greater reach than broadcast and our satellite at this point. And so everybody's going that way. How good would it be to be able to tune in to the golf tournament at French Lick when you're streaming live on
your phone?
On your phone or wherever, and just watch it there.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, if you look at the cost, not the cool thing now, I mean, we're spending close to $900,000 to broadcast a tournament that, you know, maybe 100,000 people will be watching. I could buy them all a hot dog and say, hey, here I am right here. But you look at a cost like this, you know, a reduction of, you know, like looking at $150,000, $200,000, you're saving $700,000 and still getting the same audience. But the other thing is, we get to control the message. We get to tell, you know, we could have banner ads. We could geo-target where and when and what golf pros, what golf courses, any of our partners want to do broadcasting or advertising. Streaming is definitely the way to go in the future. Just as a cost, the cost of production, the Golf Channel sends 150 people. The guys that we're looking at, they'll send 20.
Yeah. And so, Golf Talk America is going to be, Tim, a big part of that. We haven't really talked about it, but we'll be a big part of that in the future with the French Lick Resort, who, by the way, thank you again. French Lick was our first sponsor. They support us 100%, take care of food and lodging and travel a lot, and we appreciate that very much, Brendan Sweeney, and your entire crew, Dave Harner, Steve Ferguson, who's the chairman of the Board of Cook, all the way down to the last person there. We really, really heartfelt thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been fun, and we got a long way to go. This is just the beginning, and you know, we've been around since 1845, and who knows what golf can bring.
We're looking kind of old.
Yeah. Hey, but anyway, you're that old. Tim, I was in your neck of the woods last week. I was at the Horseshoe Bay Resort for the International Association of Golf Tour Operators.
IATCO.
Oh, wow. Yeah, nice. That's down in the Austin area, for people who don't know, out in the Hill Country, outside of Austin a little bit. But Horseshoe, yeah, it's got, I don't know how many courses now, 5-6 courses down there, and it's just beautiful.
Brendan, Tim, let me say this. Brendan,
how many bars
was on?
Have?
Well, yeah, well, he was on YouTube. There was a gorgeous mariachis playing, these beautiful women playing guitar and singing by the pool, and all of a sudden Sweeney jumps into the middle of them, and there he's got them singing "Happy Birthday" to him while he's singing "Happy Birthday" to me. It wasn't his birthday. So on Facebook, all you see is everybody going, "Oh God, I missed his birthday!" So everybody's saying, "Happy birthday, Brendan! Happy birthday, Brendan!"
Yeah,
they have an opening reception for us at the yacht club at Horseshoe Bay. It's absolutely gorgeous. I think it's the largest lake inside of Texas. And Quan Cao, he'll be up at the Symmetra Tour event. He's a Chinese guy. He's just funnier than hell. He's like, "Hey, tell them it's your birthday. It's your birthday." And all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're all around me singing "Happy Birthday." Like, you know what? If you're on the horse, you might as well ride it. So my mom called me up. She goes, "I didn't miss your birthday, did I?"
She's like, "No, Mom, you're good." You even confused your mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. But she's all over Facebook. And she's like, "What the hell are you doing?" I'm like, "This birthday." So,
she should know by now.
I gave birth to 7 kids. I know all their birthdays, and I'm like, "I'm the youngest." Forgot about me again. But that was a riot. That was an absolute good time. And we met some really great people. And all of a sudden, I'm talking to people from the from Ireland. And they're like, hey, Jim Grosjean's buddy. And I'm like, what? Yeah, so the boys from Ireland, our travel editor, Mr. Jim Grosjean, was over at over in Ireland. And they give their Golf Talk America regards. And they're looking forward to the great Irish Open that's coming up. And then the Open at Port Rush.
Yeah, Jim Grosjean will be on. He just got back. He two trips to Ireland, played Royal Port Rush and a lot of the courses there. So he'll be on later in the week, or next, I'm sorry, he'll be on next week, or as we get closer, I should say, to the Open Championship. Jim will be on talking about some of that with us. And so we have now fans in Ireland. You got to give a shout out to our boys in Australia, Brendan.
Oh, I was with the Aussies too. I mean, I was at the International Association of Golf Tour Operators. There's a guy, Mike Fitzpatrick, who does a big trip to Augusta. They bring 70 guys over from Australia. I'm surprised that the fellas that we met weren't part of them. But they're right around the corner from Azalea House. They're right on Azalea,
Really?
Just up the hill from us, yeah. And they run a big house up there. And just a bunch of great guys. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Tim missed not a hell play, of a party at the Masters this year. Yeah.
Yeah, always. But you're saying they don't bring them to play. They bring them there for the Masters?
For the Masters, For the tournament.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought they somehow got them on the course, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, they'll do an 8-day package, and it would be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, or Saturday. I mean, they chop all their tickets up in different dates.
Yeah.
And they tie in golf, and they tie in food. They have professional cooks show up at the house, and it really is a wonderful thing.
They have people with umbrellas across the street blocking golf shots. Going through windows.
In rainstorms.
In rainstorms. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Whatever might happen.
Yeah. So, Brendan, tell us this. Next week, this is the fourth. Next week, you're going to get in to French Lick early in the week.
Monday.
What happens? What happens at a golf tournament like that for our listeners? I mean, what do you do when you get there?
Well, right now we have the Indiana Junior Championships, all ages championship going on. So, we have 400 junior golfers at the resort right now. It's all hands on deck, except for me, who has to spread the word about it, which is good. So our team is working diligently with the Indiana Junior Golf Association. You know, all the golf courses, the Dye, the Ross, and the Valley are all filled up, and they have just tee times going all day long. So this tournament's going on, the LPGA advanced team will show up today. They're leaving the tournament they just were at. So they're setting up all the trucks. The courses are in great shape. The infrastructure is pretty easy. It's not like putting on the senior PGA championship or a senior LPGA, where you have multiple moving parts and the broadcast quality stuff going on. But just a lot of, the volunteers, we have 400 volunteers, so that we're setting up all the shirts and doing all the meals and just making sure that everybody's comfortable by the time they show up and they're ready to hit the ground running for the second annual Sweeney Cup on the 9th, and then the program that goes along with that. And then the following day, the tournament kicks off again, the Donald Ross Classic.
It's going to be fun. I enjoy it
last,
up there.
Last
Tim,
year's winner, Brennan, and again, Brennan Sweeney with French Lick Resort is joining us. Last year's winner, Stephanie Kono, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From Hawaii.
And give people an idea, too, of what kind of money do these women play for. Certainly it's not LPGA money or PGA Tour money, but what's first place or what's the total purse?
Like $37,000 would be first place, which is great cash for them.
Not bad, sure.
But the top, the top players, they get their chance to earn their tour card. And chances are, if you're going to win, we're the largest purse out there. So chances are, if you're going to win this tournament, you have a great shot to make it the LPGA Tour. And that's what we look forward to. We use it as a building block for the future. So when the girls are at the, on the LPGA, and they mentioned French Lick, it's like, yeah, I won the Donald Ross Classic there back in 2018 or 19, whatever it may be.
Yeah. So
and you guys have a casino there too, do you not, at French Lick Resort?
We have a wonderful casino.
Yes.
And
I've heard about it.
We're actually building an additional 58 rooms attached to the casino, as well as a big sports book or sports bar. That we'll have, we're working on it. I'm not sure if I can say it, but I will. We're getting Pari Mutuel kiosks in there. for.
Oh, you know, really?
I'm not sure what the dates are going to be or whatnot. But when the gaming laws changed, you know, we're not going to have like a full. You can't walk up to the counter and slap money down. We're going to have kiosks, and there's an outside vendor that we'll use. That all it's basically the same thing as Vegas without a person there.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
Punch your numbers in.
But not only for our listeners, and if our listeners know about French Lick, I mean, my gosh, we talk about it all the time. But give them how many rooms, how many hotels, spa, pools?
Yeah, we've got two hotels, West Baden and French Lick. West Baden's got 248 classic rooms in the world's largest freestanding
beautiful
dome.
Beautiful place.
It really is just a cool place to be.
Yeah, it
could be one of the coolest hotels in the world. And then we have 460 over at the French Lick Hotel, which is a classic old. I say old. We did a $600 million renovation of the property. Everything's new, but the building was originally built in 1901 with all the modern amenities. But it's like your classic, you know, Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island or the Greenbrier. I wouldn't say, you know, it's like the old time movie stuff.
Yeah, it really is. It's like stepping back in time, but it's all new. Yeah. They've redone it. The Gold Leaf and the French Lick Resort Hotel, the Rotunda, if you will, how gorgeous that is, and the West Baden Springs.
It's on the National Registry, isn't it?
Yes,
is
it is. Brendan?
Yeah, both of them are, yeah.
And congratulations, by the way, Brendan. you made the top 10, I see.
Yesterday. That was a big day.
That was a big day. Tim, do you know about this?
You're a big boy.
I didn't know. No, what do you mean?
Big boy golf. You better bring your big boy wallet because we have the top 10 highest priced golf courses in America.
Yeah, French Lick is in the top 10 up there with all the big players.
With Pebble and everybody.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but now to
our prices haven't changed in 10 years. How does
that
sound?
But you guys have some special deals and things too that you do for stay and play packages and that sort of thing that really makes it very affordable.
Yeah, I mean, for example, our Hall of Fame package, you could play the Ross, you could play the guy, and granted, they're unlimited. You can play as many holes as you want. So I know if you go to Pebble and you pay your $600, you know, you want to play again, it's going to cost you another $600.
right.
But you can play the die as much as you want, play the Ross as much as you want, and spend the night for $600. So it's not a bad
deal. So see, it's a great deal. They put it together so you can afford to do it. And it's like from Chicago, it's how far of a drive?
Five.
Okay.
Five
Nashville, it's 3.5.
St. Louis is 3.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's 2.5. You know, we got flights coming in from Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Charlotte, into Louisville. I mean, I live in Orlando. I take Allegiant I could get up there with a set of golf clubs and a first class seat on Allegiant for $100.
That's crazy. So,
nice.
It is. And they give you a rosary bead and a shot of whiskey.
No. We like you, Allegiant. He's just joking.
We do.
He's just
but I'm a praying
joking.
Guy and I like to drink, so it's a perfect airline
he's
for
He's a
me.
Praying guy, yeah. Yeah.
He's you're Catholic. Okay. We know.
Really? With a name like Brendan Swain?
Yeah, thank you.
Know. Yeah. This lady was on Ellen DeGeneres a long time ago, a lady from Austin, like 90 years old, and they just had her on the phone to talk to her about whatever. And she's telling Ellen, and you know, she just kind of shoots from the hip and says what she wants. And finally, she goes, "Well, Ellen, I just want to say I believe in Jesus, but I do like to drink a little." And Ellen like dropped the phone and was laughing, and then like, "There's Brendan Sweeney. I love Jesus, but I do like to drink a little."
Okay, so I have to tell something on myself. I have a really beautiful T-shirt that just says Jesus with the teardrop on it, and I had it on the other day. Just kind of forgot I had it on and said, "Oh gosh, I've got to run a couple of errands." So I jump in the car and head down to the liquor store. And I walk
in. This is in Nashville, right?
This is in Nashville, folks, the home of the Southern Baptist Convention. And I walk into the liquor store, and the girl behind the counter, I walk up with a couple of half gallons of my favorite scotch and set it down, Glenlivet. And the girl said, "Wow, like your T-shirt." And I went, "Oh, yeah, well, he and I are going to go home and have a couple of cocktails together." And she didn't think that
wine.
Was very – I thought I was being funny. And no, that just did not fly. And I wanted to say, you're working in the liquor store. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the one that passes judgment.
Exactly. You know? But I didn't think about that. And so, anyway, it is what it is.
That's all right.
We all know. Well, we're all men of faith, so –
And Glenn Levitt.
Okay.
Who I believe is up for sainthood. Is it Mr. Levitt up for sainthood?
Let's.
His brother Joe
This is a railroad track I want to get off of right now.
St. Levitt.
Bye-bye. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Lyle Levitt, he's a good guy from
Lyle Levitt is a guy from Texas. Lyle Levitt. Great singer. Hey, by the way, boys, we're the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment, and I have a news flash for you that came out yesterday.
Shoot.
Local gal who my nephew used to date when he was in high school, he was a football player at Hendersonville High School, and she went there. Taylor Swift. Have y'all heard what happened yesterday?
To Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Yeah, something about her book?
Her songbook,
about
All of her original songs were sold to Justin Bieber's manager. He bought them, whatever, from her label without giving her a chance to even say. And she wanted them. She wanted control of her songbook. Yeah. Gone, sold.
Well, sure,
and if you don't know anything about music, that's a big damn deal. It really is right there.
That's where all the money is.
You betcha.
Sure. She sold more records than the Beatles.
Yes, she has.
I don't know how she didn't. How did she not have control of it to begin
because
with?
Because these guys. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to hammer Nashville too badly, but I know a lot of the people here. You know that. I mean, my good friend Roger. You know, Sarchet, who's been a manager of a lot of big folks. So we're well connected and know them, and it's brutal, guys. The music business is brutal.
This will not be the last you hear of this, I guarantee it.
No. It's all over the national news today. So that's a big deal that happens.
I think it was like a $300-400 million deal.
It's got to be more than
it
that.
It was. No, that's the initial deal. That has nothing to do with what royalties are paid back.
Royalties and stuff, sure.
Yeah. That's just the cash out.
In the day, it was Michael Jackson buying some Beatles catalog, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Back when he was kind of flush with money in the 80s. And again, how the Beatles didn't have control. And I think Paul McCartney, as everybody's fortunes go up and down and Michael's fortunes went down, I think he bought back most of the Beatles stuff, I think. Yeah.
Amongst other things.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. But like Elvis, same thing. So how do we relate that to golf? What would happen? What in golf can we relate to?
What if someone bought Jack Nicklaus's 18 major trophies without Jack knowing it?
Yeah,
that would probably be it.
Or his name, his label, like Arnold Palmer, his label, you know.
Or if somebody got all the royalties, got all the money from TW, right, from Tiger Woods' line of Nike apparel and all the things that he sold, that's got to be hundreds of millions over the years, that somebody else could control that. I mean, at some point, Taylor Swift's point to that, and just like it would be with Jack and Tiger and everybody else, I'm the blood, sweat, and tears putting this whole thing together, right?
Yeah,
it's my name, it's my logo, Golden Bear. She did all the music. She did the writing and everything. Why should someone else be benefiting from her blood? And that's
the initial contract that these youngsters end up signing because they just want to get
15.
A record deal so bad.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, it's brutal. Now, poor pitiful Taylor Swift is also a multi-millionaire, one of the biggest selling artists of all time. But it's like they sold her child away from her. Is what's happened, and that's
you want to control that. Hey, I mean, that's like your legacy.
Last year, I took the family. We went over to Wales, and I grabbed my oldest and my youngest and my niece, and we jumped on a ferry boat and went across the Irish Sea. And my daughter works at a restaurant here in Orlando, and one of the guys is like, "Hey, I'm buddies with the bass player from Taylor Swift. And he can set you up with tickets in Dublin." I'm thinking, this is just crazy. So I'm on a boat going across the Irish Sea, and sure enough, we walk up to the will call window, and they slap down four tickets, third row center.
We saw her
downtown Croke Park in Dublin.
Hell of a performer, isn't she?
God, it was like the Super Bowl show that went on for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, she's incredible. Nice young lady. She's around Nashville. You see her out and about. Anyway,
she's got a place in Watch Hill, Rhode Island that we went to a few years back, and her estate, it was right around the corner from her house. And my niece, who went to the concert with us, was walking down the street, and her mom, Taylor Swift's mom, was like walking the dog, and Elizabeth, my niece, just like lost her mind. She's like, "Oh my God, there's your mom!" She came inside. She actually came inside the house. This is funny. You'll appreciate it. And she's crying. She's like literally in tears. And I'm like, "Callahan, what'd you do to your cousin?" She's like, No. But Callahan's my son, and they were always bumping heads. So I was screaming at Callahan. He's like, "No, I had nothing to do with this." So I'm like, "What happened?" She's like, "It's all Taylor Swift's mom." I'm like, okay.
Tim gets that way when he sees somebody who can chip.
Yes.
Just thought I'd throw that out, pal.
Thanks a lot for all your support. And
Thanks for being on.
Hey, Frank, I was talking to the Irish guys. They're getting ready for the Irish Open that's coming up.
Yeah, this week.
And then the Open up in Donegal. They're looking forward to that. And I tell you, they invited us to come over and do the show. So let's try to blast out some time.
Tim?
We'll grab a week or two and we'll shoot over to Ireland.
Let's do it.
Let's get on a ferry boat and go see Taylor Swift too while we're there.
So between you and Tim and I over there, oh my Lord, do we have to post?
Do we all have Irish blood in us?
Yes, I think we all do.
Frank, you got some Irish in you?
I'm more English, actually. Our family's English, but it's close.
We'll just keep that to ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll call you Obassett.
Obassett.
Frank Obassett.
Hey, I'm a dual citizen with Ireland, and I just received my Irish passport.
How did you pull that off?
All four of my grandparents are off the boat, and there's a citizenship. It's called the Citizen by Descent. It's called the Ryan Act. And probably about 15 years ago, my wife filled out the forms and sent them in. She goes, congratulations, you're now a citizen. I'm like, great.
What does that get you?
What's that?
Now you have to pay tax in Ireland, too?
No, not at all.
To talk about it.
But, you know, my two older kids were born, and then my youngest, Megan, was born in 06. So she's eligible to become a citizen as well. So I'm filling out her paperwork now. So when she becomes age, go to college, she could go over to Trinity in Dublin, and they have excellent education over there at great prices.
There you go. I said, that's
pretty. Yeah. And then with all the Brexit stuff that's going on, I mean, once you get your citizenship, it's going to be pretty easy to move around Europe.
Well, then, Brendan, let's put this together. I had two of my four from Ireland. So
you can do it too.
We got enough in us. We could do it. I didn't know I could do it. Could I do that with two of the four?
Yeah. If anyone.
Grandparents?
Did I tell you guys I went to Ole Miss?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, hang on.
If you're within two generations, Tim, you can get it.
Is that right? That's kind of interesting. I'll tell my brothers.
Okay. All right.
I've got 15 brothers and sisters.
Okie doke.
All right. Well, I'll do it.
This has been.
All right, Brendan. Hey, thanks for being with us.
Brought to you by the French Lick Resort.
There you go. We are brought to you by the French Lick Resort also, and Club Corp and French Lick Resort. You got it. That's true.
Oh, Brendan, good luck at the Symmetra Tour.
Hey, boys.
What?
What?
Newsflash.
What?
The BMW Championship.
Yes.
We have secured the Eaglewood Resort as the host site of this year's BMW Championship Golf Talk America Series.
There you go.
So Tim? Medina Country Club, where I grew up, Medina, Illinois, 60157.
Yes.
Host site of numerous championships will be the host site of the BMW Championship.
Well,
this year. The last year of BMW sponsorship.
It's the last year of their sponsorship. Are you going to be there this year, Brendan?
So I got your room if you want to go.
I might.
Let's do the show there. We're going to, so let's do it.
From the lobby of the Eaglewood Resort. So, hey, if any of your listeners want to go out, Eaglewood is right next to Medina Country Club. They share the same fence line, so you can't get closer. And it's a killer resort. They have two towers there. They have a great nightlife. They have a golf course there.
Tim?
I might have to do that. The BMW is middle of August. Somewhere ish like
Tim,
that. Right?
We're PGA Tour Radio. You should know that.
Second week.
I don't have every
second week. Yeah.
Second week.
The top 70 players will be there.
The last tournament before the Tour Championship.
The Tour Championship. Very nice. Yeah.
So we'll be at Eaglewood and then boom, CNN Omni in Atlanta for the Tour Championship is our home there every year. So
there you go. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happening now.
Well, Brendan, hey, it's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to getting up to French Lick and seeing all my good friends up there and your staff and Dave Harner and the whole crew. And give my best to your family, please, because they're wonderful. and your father-in-law, who's a great man. So, looking forward to it.
Hey, Tim, I'm not going to ask you to come to French Lick anymore. So, Frank, I look forward to seeing you.
Can I bring my drone?
I'll make it there. I promise.
Yep. Bring the drone.
Yeah, we got to fly the drone. Take some aerial footage.
that's as close as Frank gets to the Golf Talk America jet.
That's it.
Golf Talk America drone.
He's good.
I also have the Golf Talk America shotgun too. I could bring, but
I don't know if we'd go with that one.
Yeah, like actually, you could. We have our skeet shoot.
They have a skeet shoot. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can squeeze out a couple rounds.
That'd be fun.
What don't you have? What don't you have?
They have everything up there. Every spa. No, the spa's incredible. Spa's incredible. Yeah.
All right.
Enough of that. Brendan, have a great day, man. Have a great week. We appreciate it.
And, hey, hopefully everything goes well in Dallas for you. Hopefully your weather is great. We had fabulous weather in Austin. It was sort of cloud cover all day long, so we weren't baking in the sun. But on a side note, we did a little journey to a little town called Fredericksburg and played this place called Boot Ranch. Hal Sutton designed golf course. It's
Hal Sutton course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you played that, Tim?
Beautiful houses all around there and stuff. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have.
Walk gorgeous. In the locker room.
Kind of right off a little...
Had President George H.W. Walker Bush's locker there, and the locker room attendant opened it up, and Mr. Bush's hat and boots in there. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Yeah,
it's a cool place. Yeah, it's beautiful. Fredericksburg is old German town there. Yeah, but it's beautiful country.
That was great. But
very cool, Brent. You get to do all the best
things. The president had size 9.5 feet, so I don't know anybody who has a 9.5.
I'm 9.5. I'm 9.5.
Not that I tried to try him on.
Steal the president's boots.
About 9.5. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah.
I can tell you that he did not die with those boots on.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
All right.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Brennan.
See you.
All right. Again, the Symetra Tour at the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. Brennan will be there, so
howdy.
A beautiful place. Go to their website, by the way. Go to FrenchLick.com is their website, and you can see everything that we're talking about. All the hotels, the casinos, the golf courses. It's phenomenal. And you kind of think to yourself, well, it's kind of a nice little resort. It's huge.
It's big.
It's a major place in the middle of the Hoosier National Forest. So
deep
beautiful
in the heart.
Scenery, beautiful
deep
country.
In the heart.
Yeah,
as Brendan said.
So.
Yeah, he's a good friend, or a very, 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 very dear friend of mine, and a dear friend of the show. You know, he's when you're not around and I'm out on the road, you know, Brendan always helps me out. He'll get on a plane and fly in because he knows I'm terrible at broadcasting. I need a sidekick. So
I hope that he can pull off that Irish thing. That would be pretty cool.
Well, they have invited us. So, I mean, seriously, they've invited us to come over, and it was too quick to be able to try to get to the Open right now with everything going on. But next year, you know, absolutely. We're heading to Ireland.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Then we'll go to Scotland because we have Russell Knox, you know, his family, Diane. Yep. And Diane Knox,
Diane
who
Russell.
Is on this show a lot.
And your friend Glenn and his cousin Levitt.
Yeah. Yes.
Go visit them in Scotland.
Did I tell you I'm going to quit drinking?
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do it then. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I don't want you to lie or anything.
Okay, the 3M Open this week on the PGA Tour.
This week.
Two big tournaments that are brand new, back-to-back. Hopefully, we'll see a really cool winner this week, too. So, congratulations, Nate. You're the best, pal. Proud of you.
Nate Lashley. It was awesome. Yep. Incredible to see him win the Rocket Mortgage Classic. All right, well, that'll do it for us. Another great show in the books. We do appreciate everybody listening, as always. And don't forget, you can listen to us anytime at your convenience right here on PGA Tour Radio at pgatour.com. Thank you to Club Corp as well for being a big sponsor for us and supporting our broadcast and the show and everything. Go to clubcorp.com to find out more about a club in your area. And remember, you're a member one. You're a member of over 250 clubs and restaurants all over the country. It's a great, great deal that you'd at least want to check out and get some more information on. Again, clubcorp.com is the website to go to. Thanks to Brendan Sweeney for being with us. Again, the Symetra Tour at the French Lick Resort. We'll talk more about it and give you some live updates when that comes up in about 8 or 9 days from now. In the meantime, for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us. And remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.